Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Now the Tar Heels can look ahead because they've earned it. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The difference between playing Duke now and five games ago is immense. Not only have the Tar Heels won five straight to bolster their confidence in their record, but the Duke game Wednesday night has become a season enhancer rather than a season saver. You know, we had a lousy year, but at least we beat Duke once. Rather, we beat Duke, and it improves our NCAA seeding. Not sure how Roy Williams did it, but this is shaping up as one of his best coaching jobs in 26 years. To go through the P.J. Hairston affair, start 1-4 in the ACC, and then to take a team that, in his own words, has less talent than most of his previous Carolina clubs to a five-game winning streak, well, it must be gratifying for old Roy. He said they would improve, and they have. But the heavy lifting is hardly over. The second half of the conference schedule is decidedly tougher, with five road games and two dates with Notre Dame and Duke, a visit from tough-as-nails Pitt, and trips to Florida State and NC State. The Heels will be challenged to duplicate the first half's 5-4 record and finish 10-8. The victory in South Bend Saturday was a great start. Notre Dame is not an NCAA tournament team right now, having lost its best player early in the season. But South Bend is always a tough place to play, no matter who the Irish put on the court. And after going down by 9 early, missing 11 straight shots, the Heels manned up. This is not a great Carolina team, a work in progress for sure, but it has become a pretty doggone good one. Different guys are stepping up in different games to help old reliables Marcus Page and James Michael McAdoo. At Notre Dame, it was the fast-improving J.P. Tokoto, with 13 points, including a couple of highlight reel dunks, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists. Plus, the still defensively challenged Bryce Johnson added 10 off the bench to follow up his best game versus Maryland. The poise of this team on the road gives us hope that the Heels can handle the more gifted Dukies in the latest renewal of the greatest rivalry on earth. The Blue Devils are playing their best basketball, having won 7 out of 8, with the only loss the amazing OT game at Syracuse to go 8-3 in the ACC. But what might have looked like a wing and a prayer a month ago looks like a highly competitive game in which UNC size is a big key. More on the matchup later this week, but clearly the Heels just aren't hoping anymore. They're playing. This is Archansky. See ya.